Hello, my name is Mani Ramaswamy, and I'm a program manager in the Service Fabric team. Today, I'm going to talk about how you can install the Service Fabric on Linux bits, as well as how to set up a local dev cluster on your local Linux VM or local Linux box, as well as how you can build and deploy a Java Service Fabric application to your local OneBox cluster, as well as to a Service Fabric Linux cluster in Azure. So with that, let's get started. So here, I have SSH into a Linux machine that does not have any bits installed. So the first step to do is to install the bits. Now, what you need to do for that is first update your sources.list file with the appropriate keys and information. So it is part of the package repository. So essentially, you can download the bits from the package repository. And following that, you just want to do a sudo apt-get install service fabric SDK. Now, I've just put all of this in a script to make it easier to install it. And finally, after the Service Fabric SDK is installed, you need to run a post-processing script, which is at in the folder sdk/servicefabric/sdk-setup.sh. So here, I'm just going to go ahead and start this, and it's going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to just let it run through. Now, meanwhile, I'm going to step to another machine where I have the bits installed, but I don't have a Service Fabric cluster set up yet. So I'm just going to log into this machine. And I don't have the cluster set up here, and I can verify that by just doing a, I could even do a PSA skip fabric, so you know there is no fabric process running. And if I have Azure CLI, which is what I use to interact with a cluster, so you will find that it wouldn't connect to any cluster because I don't have any cluster running. So just to make sure that it's not there, so I'm just executing a cluster connect command. It's going to error out because I don't have a cluster running here locally yet. So I'm going to go ahead and start the cluster. So in order to start the cluster, again, I can go to cd /opt/microsoft/sdk/servicefabric and cluster setup. So here I'm going to find a couple of commands. One is the dev cluster setup, and one is the dev cluster cleanup. That is to remove a cluster that is running in your local box. So I'm going to just start the dev cluster setup. And in a few minutes' time, a Service Fabric cluster will be up and running. So at that point, you can again use Azure CLI to connect to your cluster, or you can go to Service Fabric Explorer, and you can actually see the cluster from there. So for example, in this particular case, the cluster will take a few minutes to come up. So it would probably still just error out because it's still not there. But in a few minutes, it'll be there. So meanwhile, let's actually navigate to a VM where I actually have the cluster up and running. And in this case, you could actually see that the cluster is up and running by doing a, you can see that there's a lot of fabric processes running because we are basically mimicking a five node cluster on your OneBox. Or you could actually do just a localhost connect. So I'm just going to do an Azure SF CLI, Service Fabric, cluster connect, http://localhost:\119080. Now this is going to succeed because there's a cluster that is running in the local box. Now you could, the particular VM is actually, the IP address is essentially, I'll just show you, the IP address is sfdemo1.westus.cloudapp.azure.com. And since I've opened up the port for the Fabric Explorer, I can actually see this in my browser as well. So I could navigate to sfdemo1.westus.cloudapp.azure.com. And you'll find that, hey, this is a cluster that is running there. It already has an application that I deployed to it, a test type application, and it's basically mimicking a five node cluster. Now, let's actually go back to the terminal and see where we are with the cluster that we just started. So here at this point, the cluster should be up. So I should be able to do this one. And it should be able to connect. And meanwhile, since the IP address of this particular machine is sfdemo11, I should be able to go back to my browser window And I should be able to see a service fabric cluster with SFDemo 11. So the cluster seems to be almost up, but the gateway process, which is actually taking the cluster and showing it in your Explorer, still seems to be running there. So it'll take probably a couple of seconds for it to refresh. But all looks good. Now, what I'm going to show you is, instead of all this, if you actually wanted to just get to a cluster with the least amount of time, and you don't want to install anything on your VM or anything, and if you have a MacBook and you want to see this, you want to run this locally on your MacBook, another way to do this is by using a Vagrant setup. So here in my terminal, I just have a Vagrant setup, and for this, all I have to do is a git clone from a particular repository, which will bring in the Vagrant file, and following that, all I have to do is a Vagrant up. I've already git cloned my repository here, so I have it here. And the README file will actually tell me that by default, you know, where it's actually connecting to the Service Fabric Explorer. So it'll actually tell me that. Now, here all I have to do is Vagrant SSH. Vagrant up. Initially, you have to do a Vagrant up. But in this case, since I already have the VM running, it's going to tell me that it's already running, but I'll just do this. And then you do a Vagrant SSH, so it's going to tell me that VirtualBox VM is already running. And now if I do a Vagrant SSH, I can go into my machine, and here I again have a, you can check that I do have my Fabric process that is already running, and you can actually look at, you can do things like, okay, show me the information about the nodes, or you know, you could say, show me the manifest, or things like that. So this is another way to actually get set up with Service Fabric Explorer with a cluster running on your local box through Vagrant on a MacBook. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a Service Fabric Java application, a very simple application, and deploy it to my local OneBox cluster. And then I will take the same application and deploy it to a cluster that I created in Azure. And again, the commands that you run to deploy the application and manage your application or cluster on your local OneBox is exactly the same that you would do on Azure. So I'm going to revert to my terminal here. And at this point, we should see that this SFDemo 11 is completely up. As you can see, it's up, and there are no applications running on it because I haven't deployed anything to it, but the cluster is up and is healthy. And if you look at Service Fabric Explorer, this is the same Service Fabric Explorer window that you get on Windows as well, which again tells you the status of your applications, the status of your nodes, the health messages. You know, it will tell you information like if there's an upgrade in progress, etc. So it gives you a lot of information, and it's the same web-based tool that you use in Windows. So with that, now let me go to the terminal where I have to SFDemo 11, where I just opened up the cluster. So I'll just connect to my cluster, and my cluster is up, and I have connected to my cluster. So now I can actually do node show, and it'll tell me information about the particular nodes that are mimicking the Service Fabric cluster in my OneBox. So now I'm going to go ahead and create an application and deploy it to my OneBox cluster. So here, when you install the SDK, we are also installing Yeoman scaffolding tools that makes it easy for you to just generate the templates so you have something to start with and you're not starting with nothing. So to go ahead and do that, so I just type yo Azure SF, and it'll bring up the Yeoman generator. And it'll ask me for the name of my application. I'm going to say it's a demo app. And I'm going to say it's an actor service. And the name of the actor is my actor. So it's already now created all the template code that it says here. It's actually done all this. By default, what we create is we create a stateful counter application is what we are actually creating. So now I have to go ahead to my folder demo app. And I need to build it. It's basically created the template code. So my implementation is here. So if I, for example, looked at this, Vim demo app, my actor source my actor. Oh, I'm inside demo app already, so Vim, my actor, source, stateful actor, my actor implementation.java. This is essentially the implementation of my actor, and it's very simple code. All what it's doing is basically getting a count and updating the count. That's all what it's doing. So it's incrementing a counter. So not very interesting here, but the scaffolding allows you to set up all the boilerplate code that is needed to write an app. So you're starting from a real app as opposed to nothing. So now, in order to build this application, I type Gradle, and it is compiling all these things. Actually, I realized there's one step that I actually missed here, and that's why it failed. The step that I missed here is the Java application depends on Java version 8. And currently, this particular machine, since I just installed the SDK and set up the cluster, I haven't set it to Java version 8. So in order to do that, this is one other step that's needed. So update alternatives, config Java is what you have to run. And here, you have to select the Java 8 one. So in this case, it's number 2. And again, I need to be sudo in order to do this. And now it's actually made the update. So now when I type Gradle, it's going to be building successfully. So now you can see that the build is successful and it's actually built the application. Now to install the app or deploy it to your local OneBox cluster, we provide you right off the bat scripts in your folder as well. So if you do a cat install.sh, you will actually find that we've actually provided you with what commands you need to run in order to copy the application over to your local OneBox, to register it, and to create the application. Similarly, we also do this for uninstall. So I'm going to go ahead and run install.sh. And in a couple of minutes' time, it will copy the application package over, register it, and start the application. And I will be able to monitor the progress here. So in a few seconds' time, when that application is deployed, you'll actually see the number of applications changes from 0 to 1. Meanwhile, when that happens, let's actually, I think it's almost done there. Let's actually go ahead and see how to create a Service Fabric cluster in Azure, if it's going to take a minute. So let me start by creating a Service Fabric cluster in Azure. So the process of cluster creation is very simple or very similar to what you do for creating a cluster in Windows. So you go ahead and create a new Service Fabric cluster, and you can say my Linux demo. And here, doesn't like my cluster name, so I'm just going to say, it doesn't really matter here. So it might only have local demos. So it didn't like the uppercase letters. And here you see the operating systems. So see if I can blow this up a bit for you. So here you see the operating system, which is Windows and Linux. So today we are only running on Ubuntu, so essentially you only have one option here. But eventually when we support more distros, we will have more options here. So you select Linux here, and then you do the pretty much set it exactly the same way that you would set it in Windows. 3. And just going to create Linux demo 1, 2, 3. Okay. And then, you set, you basically name your node type. You set your node type just like you would do in Windows. So my node type. And you select your VM size. My node. Okay. And only unsecure clusters are supported currently in Linux, so that's why you see it, the option for secure grayed out. And then you click create, and it's going to create a Service Fabric Linux cluster for you. So I've already done this and created a Linux cluster. So it is SF Linux demo here. And in a couple of seconds, you'll actually see this is a Linux demo. This is a cluster that I've already created in Azure, and I've already deployed an application to it. And it has 5 nodes. And just to show you that this is a cluster in Azure, I'm going to SSH to a couple of these machines that form part of this cluster. So going back to my terminal here. So here I'm SSHing to the same cluster that you just saw, sflinuxdemo.east.us. But by specifying a specific port, I'm able to SSH to one of the machines that forms part of the cluster. So here, once I log in, and if I do you'll actually find that, you know, the private IP address, you will find the private IP address to be 10.0.0.4. And now I'm going to exit from this, and I'm going to log into another one, which is also the part of the same cluster, but just a different machine. And if I do an ifconfig, so now you see that it's 10.0.0.5. And if I were to migrate back to my cluster, you'll actually see that's the same IP address here as well, the private IP address. So you can SSH to each of these machines. It's just a group of Linux machines that are brought together to form a Service Fabric cluster. Now let's go back to see what's the status of the application that we deployed. So it's actually deployed the application, and now we can either check the status using the Azure CLI, which also, by the way, has command line completion, or by using the Service Fabric Explorer. So one of the key things to, just before I go there, one of the key things to talk about here is using the Azure CLI. So you will find that Azure CLI has autocomplete or tab complete. Now, in addition to that, the thing to keep in mind is, even if you don't remember a command, if you don't type the entire command, but just type the commands that you remember, it'll tell you what are all the commands that come after that. So when you type Azure Service Fabric, it'll tell you, hey, you can run Azure Service Fabric, Azure SubCLI Service Fabric service, application, replica help. These are all the commands that you can run. So now you could even say, well, I want to know only the commands that I can run under Azure CLI Service Fabric node. You could type that, and it'll give you the commands that you can run under Azure Service Fabric node. Now, at any time, you can also do something like a particular command, and you can do a dash dash help, which will tell you the help for that particular command. It tells you what are the options that it takes, stuff like that. So now let's go ahead to Service Fabric Explorer, go to Demo 11, where you now see one application that's deployed, which must be my demo app, and the demo app is up and running. Now let's go ahead and just take a quick look at the demo app. So I'm going to go into my test client. This is essentially a test to check that my service is up and running. I'm going to build it. And this is just a console application. And now, if I just run my test client.sh, it's going to run that service, and it's going to give me a data, like what is the number here. So it says current value is 0 from Act 1. Now if I run this again, since it's been a few seconds, the number is going to be 7. And so it looks like my count is actually working well. And you could check this by doing a test of a failover. For example, you could do, if I did this, so it keeps on increasing the counter every couple of seconds. And meanwhile, I could go here and check my demo app, which node is it actually running on. Since it's a stateful application, I see that it's running on node 4. I could go ahead here and do a deactivate or remove data. So if I do this, what's going to happen is it's going to basically remove this data, and it's going to migrate the primary to one of the secondaries. And as you'll find that the count actually keeps always incrementing. It never actually, so now that's basically saying that, hey, you know, it hit an issue here because that particular machine is no longer in service. But in a few seconds, you'll actually find that it recovers and you don't lose the count. It just kept on increasing from 41, whatever it was when it happened, the count keeps increasing. And now if you go to Service Fabric Explorer, you see that now the primary is actually navigated to node 0, whereas earlier it was node 4. So now let me go ahead and activate this node. And let's now exit this. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to deploy this particular, the same application, this demo app, to a cluster, to the cluster that I created in Azure. So for this, the only difference that I have to do is I can still use the same script, the same install.sh file. The only difference is instead of connecting to my local host, I connect to the cluster in Azure. So instead of connecting to localhost, I'm going to do Azure CLI Service Fabric, cluster connect, sflinuxdemo.eastus.cloudapp.azure.com 1908. So I'm connecting to this particular cluster in Azure. And right now it has an application deployed, which is the my app type, but now we will deploy the demo app type to it. So it's connected to it. Now, if I do .install.sh, in a couple of seconds, couple of minutes time, what it's going to do is it's going to copy that application over to the cluster in Azure, and it's going to register it and start the application. So in a few seconds time, you will actually find that my number of applications is going to go from 1 to 2, and in addition to my app type, you will find the demo app type also show there. You can see now the demo app type has already shown there. The gateway is just updating. And voila, you have two applications that are running now in the same Linux cluster that we have. So that brings us to the end of this session. So what I did walk you through is how to install the bits, and how to set up a Service Fabric Linux cluster on your local box, on your local VM on Linux, or on your local MacBook as a VM. And also walked you through how to create a Service Fabric Linux cluster using the portal. And then we built a Java Service Fabric application that we deployed to the local one box and tested it out and tested functionality like failover, where you saw it switch from one node to another without losing any data, as well as we deployed it to a Service Fabric Linux cluster in Azure. Thank you for listening to this training. Hope you can give these bits a try and give us some feedback on it.